Relations Order on Wednesday, March 28th at 5:04 p.m. in the President's Conference Room in the third floor of your press suite. We'll move on to item two, roll call.
Director Decimera?
Present.
Assistant Director Batar?
Present.
Commissioner Adams?
Present.
Commissioner Gomez?
Present.
Commissioner Hickman?
Present.
Commissioner McNeil?
Oh yeah, asking excuse. Sorry.
Commissioner Raquel?
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer?
Not asking excuse.
Yes. A quorum is present.
Awesome. We'll move on to item three, public comment. We'll public comment from the audience. Seeing none, we'll move on to four. Policies for the Ministry of Action on item 81. Commissioner of the following Ministry of 1 plus 4 funding requests. Amanda Delta Sigma and Alpha. You guys here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We need to
Yeah, that's
perfect. International Business Club, right?
Right.
Perfect. So, can you give us your name and position in the club?
My name is Joseph Thompson.
I'm James Ragsdale. I'm proxying for the president of the Behavior Analysis Club.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Who's the other International Business Club?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me? Fallon Bonkhauser.
What's your position?
I don't have a position.
Okay.
She's proxying for the Treasury.
I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Perfect. Are you guys ASO elected or appointed officials?
No.
Are you
ASO?
No.
All right. Could you tell us about your application?
Yeah, so it was actually the Treasury that put it in. It's basically, though, it's just for an event that I am coming up on Monday, and you just needed food and a gift. I'm not sure she made the request for a gift, and if she didn't, I'm not sure if I can bring that up right now for consideration. I was thinking about just getting a hat. I checked, and they're about $35 after tax down at the wool store. But the main thing was just the food that I believe she requested. So it's really just food and a gift for the guest speaker that I'll be having coming, and that's all I'm requesting money for. All
right, Commissioner Hickman?
So I take this application. It is just for food. They put chicken fingers and fries on there, but the supporting documents don't show the fries, so we have to strike that off of there.
Okay, chicken fingers is fine.
Okay. So, and then I have to switch the unit price thing because they did it a little funny. But so I move to change food item line one to item named Kane's Chicken, 50-count quantity one, unit price $54.38, and strike left food item line two unanimously.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing that motion carries.
And then why is this an emergency?
Because no one gave me an email telling me. I missed the one that was for previous night on Tuesday because no one told me it was switched. So I showed up at 7:30 and no one was there. But that's when I was initially going to speak about it to everyone about why, or about funding.
Okay. Why is the event an emergency though?
Well, because I know the next funding hearing is on Monday, so that'd be before the next hearings, you get funding, so I would have no money to pay for it.
Say what?
Well, it was an emergency because the next funding hearing, as I understand, are on Tuesdays, and my event is on Monday, which is before the next funding hearing, so I would have no money to pay for food if I didn't come to this emergency hearing.
What didn't you request as operations?
So I was told to come to this hearing when I asked about it.
Yeah, because so usually how it works is the weekly hearings are usually operations. For every other tier, those follow the dates on the ASUM website. And there's only five deadlines. There's only five deadlines for the rest. So typically the only time that we would approve things outside of posted hearings that are on the ASUM website would be in the case of if it's an emergency. So you submitted this under an on-campus tier. Are you okay with using operations tier instead?
Yes.
Because, yeah.
I'm okay with whatever you're all right with. I just needed to get the funding today
for
the next
fine.
Operations hearing because, okay.
Yes, that's fine. So, we just need to do some calculations.
Okay. I move to relegate International Business Club's application to Operation Tier 3 unless consent.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing no motion carries.
I also move to approve International Business Club's operations request in the amount of $54.38.
Were we going to include any of the possibility for money for a gift in this, or is it, since
you
didn't request it, is that just not
you didn't request it, and there's not supporting documents for it, so we can't approve that funding? Right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless they have it right now.
Unless
they
have it.
This is Sergio Bizarre.
Did you request a 10 sandwich platter for Jim Metcalf?
Yeah, that's already happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That just said it.
Okay.
You should go ask.
And then for future reference, we don't fund gifts. That's
we don't fund gifts.
We don't fund gifts. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a top 100.
That's not prohibited.
Just for future reference. Other than that, should we just like set a motion?
Yeah, second by Commissioner Gomez, any discussion? See no one, we'll vote to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right. See Jared before you leave.
All right.
All right. I'm going to signal that out, but.
I just need you to. First name,
yeah,
you know, just one
email. Right. Could you give us your name and position as well?
I'm Haley Pearson, I'm the treasurer.
I'm Devin Rice, I'm the president
of
the chapter.
All right, thank you. I guess you elected our appointed officials. Can you talk about your application?
So, we applied for travel funding for our national convention this summer in July. To participate in tickets for our three delegates. NatCon for Omega Delta Sigma is where everybody just kind of comes together. We revised the bylaws for the fraternity. There's a lot of professional opportunities for veterans who are a part of Omega Delta Sigma. It's a really cool event. So we're going to send it.
Why is an emergency application?
So, I was trying to make a promise. Can we apply for funding?
Yeah,
early.
So it's.
We need to relegate.
I don't know if we can. We've never relegated to early before, but.
This is just like a miscommunication of whether or not it was a risk.
That's fine. I don't see an issue with it. We've never done that before. So. Why do you need it early then?
So the only reason that we're applying for it really is so that the cost doesn't go up, and then we keep cost prices down. So
will you be spending before the beginning of the funding period?
Yeah, we're going to be first.
So like before like April 7th, 8th.
Funding approval.
Yeah.
Time now.
Yeah. So
then that counts.
Because also.
So.
Yeah.
You guys are good with that? Awesome. Okay, so you can rally it to early as well.
Okay, sorry about that.
No. Commissioner Gomez.
I'd move to relegate the. What do you want? Yeah. Just the success from the table. But yeah, just do it for the funding.
Alright, I move to relegate this funding application to early travel.
So you sense the motion? See, no motion carries. Commissioner Hickman.
I already did application and it looks good, it's just plane tickets. So I move to approve Omega Delta Sigma Nevada Alpha's early travel application in the amount of $505.06.
Second by Commissioner Raquel, is there discussion? See none, I'm going to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right. Congrats, CJ, before you leave.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Are you guys ASO and elected or appointed officials? you tell us about your emergency on campus?
I didn't know that it was an emergency.
Did you try to, what was your intention with the two? Because you had two labs. Were they both in operations or were?
I think it was just the one for food and like something like that. For
remind you the name of the submitter.
Donna West.
Yeah, she emailed me. So there was confusion, I guess, with the way she had organized the app. So it's just the one, according to what she was telling me.
Yeah.
Then that's
fine. Yeah, I hope so.
Then that's fine. We can just approve one of them. So then you're going to have to. I'll move to item A2, funding block A on graduate master's of operations. All right, so can you tell us about that application then that you're going to be requesting for?
The one we're requesting for is food, pen, and notepads to take notes on the subject matter of applied behavior analysis. Food and drinks for people interested in joining the club.
Alright, who would be the app? Commissioner Gomez.
Everything looked good. Yeah, I've talked about it before, and so cool. She sent it in before, she sent it as well, so I don't know. So other than that, I moved to approve the Graduate Behavior Analysis Club's operations funding application in the amount of $183.20.
And I'm the vice president, and I'm proxying for the president.
And I'm Don Funkhauser, and I'm proxying for the treasurer.
The treasurer.
And she's just...
I'm just a member.
Oh, yeah. Would you send a proxy email?
Sorry. Did you send it? To Patrick. Patrick, yeah. I think Andy said that. Andy Cooper. Andy Cooper or Andrew Cooper? Like last night?
Actually,
did he not?
He might send it to me.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Sorry. No, wait. Did I already ask?
We're not.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. All right, who would be the app?
I did. For future reference, please put the shirts as they are on the, on the invoice because we need to have an itemized asset on there.
Okay.
And then also, I did talk with Andrew, I believe, that the t-shirts are going to be $6 on there, just because that's our funding cap for t-shirts.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. So I moved to strike non-food item line 1 and to add non-food item line 4. Item name small shirts, quantity 10, unit price $6. To add non-food item line 5, item name medium shirts, quantity 9. Unit price $6. Add non-food item line 6. Item name large shirts, quantity 9. Unit price $6. probably $6 by any ocean sound.
Is there any sense of motion?
Is there like named? Is this just the first part?
It's
the movie? Yeah. So. Okay.
Official word though, the event that I was planning with the Department of Diversity and Inclusion is now not happening. Yeah, I know, right? No, it's fine. It just sucks because, or it's unfortunate, excuse my choice of language, because we had everything set and ready to go, but unfortunately could not get funding for it, so that's sad. And we had to then send out all the emails to the community partners that we had emailed. And so it kind of was like a bad look on us, but, you know, things happen. But I'm still working on getting the diversity coalition up and running. It's hard to, hard for me to generate interest in that for some reason. I'm wondering if it would be okay for me to make maybe ASUN recognition contingent on their participation in that.
Okay.
Is that okay? Is that okay? Isn't that how Sports Council works?
Not quite.
Really?
No. It's mandatory, but it's like they have a three strikes rule.
So could I do something similar?
Potentially. Like it'd have to be foolproof before I'd want to see a full plan before, or I'm sure everyone would like to see a full plan before you.
A full plan, as in
like how the whole process would look, like how the whole coalition and council would look, kind of like how Sports Club is.
Yeah.
Council. As long as the full thing, I don't see why not.
Okay.
But that's up to the discretion of the commission.
Okay.
Jared Lou.
I mean, but at the same time, too, if, you know, but I don't know. So I think about that, but I also think about, well, if it's something that club leaders necessarily don't want to join, then is there a reason for me to force one on them? And it's kind of hard for me to justify that myself.
I'm not sure it's even feasible in the short time left.
Okay.
So maybe you can leave that.
It's always good to draft all of the ideas so that future people know. Because keep in mind that even though we weren't, like, a lot of projects that are still to be done.
Yeah.
So much more projects than previous years.
Okay, so then what I'll do is I'll draft it and then I'll draft the proposal for that.
Yeah.
And that's all my updates for the projects. But in regards to the approval of the intern, I just want to say that unfortunately Kristen had malaria after her trip to Africa.
She emailed me that she couldn't make it today.
Yeah, so she, so I hope everyone's, you know, I'm hoping for a speedy and safe recovery for her. So it's very unfortunate that she fell ill. But we're all proud of the great work that she did in Swaziland. That's it.
Back to item 4 plus 2 should actually move on to item 8-2, official phone operator button request. A1, the commission gave a policy emergency surveillance on the phone request. I pass a gavel to assistant director of guard.
Do you need to sign in on
this? Yeah.
Expensive, and it is it's from June 19th through the 24th, and so that's when, like, you guys aren't doing club funding, so that's why I submitted it now.
So it's early spring, so you just do the same thing we did earlier.
Yeah.
So we'll just route you to early spring.
Too. Okay.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Review.
move to approve Sigma Kappa's early spill to travel request in the amount of $1,293.60.
Seconded by Commissioner Arkell. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, C. Chair. We'll move into agenda item, or action two.
I mean, do I have to travel request?
Okay, yeah. You have time to send to
yeah.
I passed Gal back to the director this
morning. I'm sorry.
Guys, can I just your name position as well?
My name is Bryce Ford. I'm a proxy for our treasurer.
Just look.
Okay. And I'm Rachel Baxter. How much was it?
And then when you get that email, it'll help you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And in the meantime, can you tell us about your event?
Yeah, so it's a bonding event for our club. The funding specifically is for food to try to get more members to that way we can do better bonding.
$750 at Discovery Museum.
Who would be the app? Adams for discussion. See no one on the button below. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions. No one carries. See Jerry before you leave. Thanks. Alright, Bookworm. I guess. Hey, is he turning the opposition to the club?
I'm Calpest, or I'm the standard of the church.
Nicole Grant.
So when I got your proxy now. Okay. Well, I should tell.
Oh, cool.
Are you guys agent elected or public officials?
Nope.
Can you tell us about your event?
Yeah, so with this money, we are going to aim to create some infrastructure for our club. So we're buying books for our book club. And each member is going to read a couple books. I thought it was so long. For the next couple months. And then have meetings about it.
Commissioner Adams.
So I reviewed the application. Just to be helpful in the future if, like, it matched up with like the score documents and like the line items.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I was wondering if that would be a problem.
Yeah, well, it's just, it took a while,
okay,
obviously, exactly. Like, no, you're fine. And then, two, like, I just have a few questions real quick. Great book choice, by the way. Amazing books. But where are you going to be housing these books?
So,
what's going to be like happening to them, like, in the long term?
That's a good question. So, we're kind of doing an unconventional, like, book club where each member is going to. They picked out a couple books, and they're going to keep those books, and we're going to rotate them throughout the club, so hopefully they'll last a while, so, yeah.
When a member graduates, so are the books just, like, being continually passed down?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
And then number two, like, this is going to sound like a kind of rude question, but I just ask it because the money comes from, like, the $5 per credit that, like, every student pays.
Right.
And so we just have to be, like, responsible with the money that we spend. So, like, is there a reason that you can't, like, rent these books on, like, a library or...
Okay, so, no, that's a good question. So the kind of idea behind, like, our club was to have, like, so we have, like, 15 members right now.
Mm-hmm.
And each member is going to read, like, 3 to 4 books, and then at our meeting, they're going to kind of pitch their book to the other members and, like, tell them why they should or should not read that book.
Okay.
And then they'll pass it on to someone else.
Oh, okay.
And then hopefully down the road, I'd like to do some kind of, like community service thing with the books.
No, that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I would check out, Read Nevada and Nevada Reading Week. Those are, like, great opportunities to get involved with children's literacy and literacy in Nevada, which is an issue that Nevada struggles with.
Cool.
But interesting concept for the club. I love it. It's very interesting.
Cool. Okay, thanks.
I think that it's appropriate that we fund them, but I don't know about everybody else.
What do you guys think?
I
love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. Are there any motions on the table?
Oh, I move to approve Bookworm's operations application of $549.44.
Second by Commissioner McCallaghan, discussion. Seeing no one on the vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congrats, TJ, before you leave. Okay, all right, BAC, water treatment team. Perfect.
Just first thing,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I'm sending the books to ASUM, right? Like, I obviously can't send it to my house. So when I send them here,
hey guys,
do I send them to, like,
the
ASUM? What do I do?
Put the university address of the church address.
Okay. I guess it's
elected
upon
the
mission. Basically, everything on there is the materials that are going to be used are relationship pack, conference competition, storage containers for, like, the media, and then some kind of bolts for PhD. That's
what
I'm going to
do. Sure.
I did. Because even though they do have, like, two food items on there, they won't be eating them, so I don't necessarily think that makes them relevant to allocate them to the food item category. Because you guys are not, I'm guessing, eating the pineapple juice and
yogurt.
Making an interesting smoothie with them, who knows? But no, so I think it's good to approve as is. So with that, I move to approve ASCE's water treatment team's operations application in the amount of $103.60.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Hickman. Is there a discussion? See no one to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, see you. So you're not doing developers.
No,
I guess we heard them already, right?
Yeah.
All right, that works. Awesome. All right. Six cars of projects. Did you guys feel like you talked substantially about your projects already?
Yep.
Oh, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
I was just going to ask Commissioner Hickman, is there a way that we can... So because the nomination rate and the submission rate has been so low with the awards, is there a way that we can nominate a club?
It was just released a few days ago.
But it's still staggeringly low for the amount of time that we have between the awards and now.
The deadline is set for April 8th, so that means people are going to submit closer to the deadline. I'm just being real based on historical experience.
Okay.
That's just how it's going to be.
But... Can we still, just to safeguard, you know, that there are recipients for some awards, can we still, like, submit clubs? Because I know that was talked about at an earlier meeting, so I'm just wondering if there's a process to that.
Yeah. We're sharing
that. So, what kind of, like, Brookman has talked about is that clubs are going to submit their applications, mm-hmm. and then we're going to review the applications, and I think that, like, the commissioners are going to pick the ones... Like, say, like, I got five fraternities and sororities that submitted, mm-hmm. and stuff, and, like, picked the one for my coalition. Mm-hmm. So I would say no, that you can't nominate a club, mm-hmm. because...
You're the one doing the picking.
You're the one doing the picking, and they have to, like, if you were nominating for, like, club leader of the year, it requires a letter of recommendation from, like, the club advisor. So, like, so no.
Okay. My only thing is that I would hope that the award goes to, you know, the actual best club of a given coalition. And if only one person applies, then it's sort of like
you can encourage clubs to apply.
Yeah,
though.
Email your clubs.
It's
I
your responsibility
like,
as
okay.
a commissioner to encourage the program.
Okay.
But you can't necessarily say this one person.
No, but that makes sense. That
makes sense.
No, it does. It does. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Did that cover sort of what you're gonna bring up? Are there any other project updates? All right. Move on to 7 reporters director. Thank you guys all for coming to the awards banquet last night. I hope it was more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be. I know it was really awesome. Congratulations again to our Commissioner of the Year and to our Intern of the Year. I want to let you guys know, though, that took 2 weeks of me and Porter Nomada to decide. It was very, very difficult. Like, really. It was actually very, very difficult. I value everything that you guys have been able to picture me throughout the year. You guys are an all-star team, and seriously, like, the amount that you guys have been able to do in terms of plus support funding projects, this is nothing that any previous departments have been able to do, so I thank you all for that. Regards to an update on the account, we have around 100,000 before all of the March updates come in, which is actually a lot. So I'm not gonna guarantee it, but I'm considering sweatpants. And I might get you guys something for your I'm not gonna push it.
Can we get like intern gifts for interns?
Yeah.
Like I feel like that.
Of course.
Like,
interns have been able to contribute just as much.
Yeah,
this
I'm
year,
gonna
so
say like
so.
I don't know about like anybody else. Maybe like I would feel like I'm happy about it, but like I probably wouldn't wear clubs or sweatpants.
That's fine. We'll discuss it, but I'm just saying I'm going to get you guys something for your hard work for the year, and it won't
Can we
be negatively affect
you.
Just a joke.
Just a joke.
But yeah, do you guys have any questions on the status of the department? What, like, anything, like, projects that I'm doing, all that stuff? Alright. Okay. Are there any big updates that I missed on considering retiring for your job? Because I know we talk a lot, but I feel like, I don't know if it's already been covered.
I got nothing. Status quo.
Oh yeah. So another thing. So for policy that you guys like feel like that you want to push, but you don't think can be done within the next month or two, or policy and projects. Please forward that to me so that I can compile it for the next people or the next year's leadership, because that's going to be extremely important. I want to ask also, how do you guys feel like you're doing in the project? Do you think you could finish them by the end of the year?
Yeah.
You think so? I know. Which one do you I think we discussed that, though.
Okay,
can you do, like, a framework, though? At least, like, give something for the next year so that it can be
finished. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Is there anyone else in here who doesn't feel they can finish their projects? For sure, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. You feel like you can finish your projects?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to submit a proposal for basically outlining the entire framework of what I would want the diversity coalition to look like, and then
perfect.
We can see if not something maybe
okay.
More next year.
Sounds good. All right. We'll move on to 8, report assistant director.
Yep. Jared and I met last week. He found a few discrepancies in the tracker, so thank you for so we fixed that up for the most part. Maybe we'll have plenty of you guys run your eyes through it too, just to ensure as much accuracy, as possible. Our budget's okay.
It's good.
Okay, but that could change. So you know.
Yeah, depending on how much shit they have.
In the mid month of March, and then. We do see, Jared and I spoke, and there are a lot of SEAD forms for events in Spring 2, although it doesn't reflect on Caspio just yet. So, you know, prepare for that. We're probably doing a lot of Spring 2 events, and, you know, the commission, as soon as our jobs end, you know, there's going to be that kind of turnover period, so a lot of clubs will apply for Spring 2. So I'll probably assign you guys, deadline's the 30th, so you know, probably a few days after, I'll sign you guys to look over your apps. Please be diligent with that and quick, and don't wait till the end, because, you know, sometimes it's unfair to clubs if we procrastinate because they don't have a chance to get their you know, sample docs in, whatever it may be. So please be diligent with that and, you know, practice customer service. I know it's the end of the year. Let's run through that finish line and not limp through. But other than that, intern meeting, thank you, Patrick and Keenan. You guys are working, you know, really hard on that with me. And I hope that continues in future departments, whoever takes over. Let's take my report, Patrick.
I was wondering, what was it? Did you ever figure out, or no, you told me an explanation for, like, what I found from the traffic, right?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah. Is there any other question for assistant director? Sorry.
Regular meeting time next Tuesday.
All right. Now move on to 10. Oh, sorry, Commissioner Raquel.
Can we figure out the last meeting date?
Yeah, I thought we decided on May 8th.
Oh, was that like a final? Okay.
And again, those last two will probably not be, you know, just for the convenience. This is the only reason for ops apps. But that may change, you know. We'll play by ear with that. But plan for May.
Yeah. There should be short meetings like this.
Yeah.
Honestly, so. Alright. Level 1 to 10 approval of minutes. Zach, are there any minutes?
So I'm not fired. That's good. It was just a misinformation. She put employment in the email, but it was just changing the meeting time. So I do have minutes. I'm going to email you just to get a few more of the Word docs, because I have them in Google Drive. I just need to copy
them. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. But you'll probably get them this weekend, you'll probably get at least like 4 or 5 sets of minutes.
Awesome. Just before the next meeting, honestly.
So. Yeah. And they're super easy to read through, so.
Perfect. Sweet. All right. Well, I'll move on to 11 remarks. Are there any remarks for me or just starting to talk?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. As Commissioner Raquel would say, I was very shook. You couldn't see.
If there was no sound, you would have thought you won the lottery.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, are there any other remarks? All right, CNL 11 1 and 12 staff reports. Oh, also, according to Mata, could you bring up the club renewal thing that you asked us to do weekly?
No, it's already on the list.
Oh, wait, what?
I was already going to talk about it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, just a reminder that you guys are doing the Give Pulse checks and they're sending those to Ari. It should be, like, one, because they should theoretically all have the same numbers they did, yeah, like, months ago. So, like, theoretically speaking, it should just be one Give Pulse check because they should all have 10. And then you would give them all. But, you know, things happen. So just a helpful reminder. And then I'm just curious, have, like, clubs contacted you about questions or about club renewal, or has it just been directed to Ari and myself? Just to us? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's, I think that's good, though, because then it would be, like, focused, you know. The people who are directly taking action on it have the
I could see that. It would be nice to attack her from all angles.
Oh, no, but that makes sense, too. Yeah.
So I'll look into that, because they're not getting your name somehow, and that could be problematic.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be out of town Friday, so call, text, email, think about me or whatever. Now, if you need anything, I can answer emails or texts or something, but it should just be business as usual. Otherwise, nice. Good job, guys.
Nice.
You did it.
Perfect. Yeah. Appreciate it right now.
So for that good pulse thing, I remember you said that you're supposed to send it to you every Friday.
Yeah. Well, if you get all the clubs, there wouldn't be something to send next Friday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Commissioner, Assistant Director retired.
Next week at our intern meeting, we're doing event planning.
Cool.
And we were wondering if you could spare us a few minutes of your valuable time or anyone else on SAD who wants to.
That's fine, yeah. Let me know what you'd like and timing, and I'll see if Ari or myself could.
Just 10-15 minutes,
run through. Yeah, for sure. Just the entire event. We'll talk.
We'll talk. Yeah,
just
yeah.
10 minutes to plan an event.
Alright, is there anything else you have, according to Wada?
Better not.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
So, one club cleanup is all done, right? Now it's just, like,
pardon?
Club cleanup, like our stuff that we did.
Oh, yeah, that's all done.
Okay,
second wave is done.
I just got like, another email from, like, you CC'd me to, like, Donna. Never mind. It was, like, a week ago. Now, I'll show it to you afterwards.
To,
I was just wondering, like.
Oh, to Delana?
Delana.
Oh, I heard Donna.
He said
so. That was the second wave, but that's all cleared out. There's, like, five that have I have like over 200 in their account.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
No, but you're good.
What is it? So we just have to check if like each club has 10 members on Gimples.
So yeah, so you have X amount of clubs in arts, business, education.
Yes.
So you go through and check if they all have 10.
Yeah.
Theoretically, they should all have 10, so that all 10 or all of those clubs you would send to Ari. If some of them don't have 10, you don't send.
Uh-huh.
Make sense?
Yes.
All right, for sure. Yeah, no problem. Yes.
So not just the ones that apply for.
No, all of them. All of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
it. Yeah, it was on our end. We'll do the renewal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. If you guys have questions, that's totally cool. Like,
no.
Just let me know. If you guys still look confused, I promise it's simple. Like,
so it's not according to like Dropbox, right? We would go off of, like
No, you go to unr.givepulse.com,
and
then you then you look. Yeah, then you look at your club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know this was asked, but I'm going to ask it in another way.
That's fine.
We are checking all of our clubs just one time,
So, well, you're different because Greek life handles their own things.
Yeah, but
so for
other, like, mm-hmm.
So let's just say you have 10 clubs, or I don't know the numbers. So you would check those 10 clubs. If those, if three of them had 10 members, you'd send those 10, or you'd send those three clubs to Ari, and then next Friday you would check the next 7 clubs.
Okay.
If all 10
so
had 10, then
zero.
Exactly.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm with the
program.
Okay.
For sure.
But now my question is,
yeah.
What list are we using to, like, consider, like, the clubs in our coalition? Because it's different than what is, like, on, like, the ASC1 clubs and orgs page and, like, what's on the Dropbox. Does that make sense? Like, should we use the Dropbox for the list of people in our coalition? Because I don't think they the website accurately for it.
They should. It should. The master list sheet should reflect Caspio, which is the website.
Okay.
Yeah, so it should be the same, but if there's any discrepancies, let me know, because they should. Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be the same.
Okay. I will double check that then.
Cool.
Are
there
any more
cool.
Questions?
It's totally cool.
So, I was just discussing over here with the commissioner. This doesn't have to do with this process, so my apologies. Can I say this now? It's about reports. It's very fast.
Okay.
Can we please have some time after the meeting on April 10th to review the applications for the non-coalition specific awards? So, plan at least for the commissioners to stay after meeting on that day.
Awesome.
And then I'm done.
All right. Well, that move on to the 13th public comment.
Okay. I encourage all of you before your time's over to, you know, it's not mandatory, but it does help out for the future people. Leave some kind of legacy behind you. It definitely does help for people who fill all of our shoes. It makes the ride the transition just.
Or at least a letter. That
yeah, just something.
Best practices, something like
Google Advice.
Yeah,
that's it.
All right. And if you need a sample of that, there's actually tons of folders in the office that have letters. Right. Last thing, I urge you guys. I know you've been doing good at this, but please do not slack off before our meeting on like May 8th. You guys are still in this position, so. I'm not saying anyone is, but I just say you guys are still in this position until your last meeting. So please keep working at it. It's better that you get your projects done sooner rather than later. But please stay on top of everything. And Assistant Director Richard talked a little bit about this with like reviewing apps and all that stuff. But please stay on top of things. Every director over you has to say this. But I just want to make sure that you guys still stay on top of the game. If you guys have any concerns about like scheduling or anything, please just reach out to me. Communication is key. That's all I have to say. Is there anything else? All right. Well, I move on to 14 adjournment. I seek a motion to adjourn this meeting at 5:57 p.m. Commissioner Hittman.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Any discussion? Seeing no one, I move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against.